Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back there video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of the priesthood of all believers. So we believe in the priesthood of all believers. That is that all who are saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ have become priests unto God in the New Testament, meaning that they have the power to come directly unto God through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As it is written in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Jesus Christ has made us all kings and priests. If you are a Christian today, you are a priest unto God and the Father. You are able to serve and minister unto God. Previously in the Old Testament, there was an established priesthood which was reserved for the tribe of Levi, with the high priest being of the sons of Aaron, the brother of Moses. This priesthood, based on the lineage of the Levites and the Aaronites, and restricted unto the rest of the tribes of Israel, is opened up unto all believers in Christ in the New Testament, as symbolized at the death of Christ. It is written in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50-51, "Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent." The veil of the temple, which separated the holiest of all from the rest of the tabernacle, from the rest of the temple, was torn in half, signifying the beginning of the New Testament and the opening of the way unto the holiest of all, as explained in Hebrews chapter 9. This is because, as the scriptures tell us, one last and final sacrifice was offered for sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10-12, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Jesus Christ, who is called the high priest after the order of Melchizedek in the book of Hebrews, offered his own blood and body for the sacrifice for sins forever. And now the priesthood of the Old Testament is done away with. Now, instead of the access unto God being limited, it is opened up unto all, so that all believers can come unto God. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5-9, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We ourselves as Christians are a royal and a holy priesthood, and through giving ourselves over to the service of God, ourselves can come unto God the Father through his Son Jesus Christ. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The only mediator between God the Father and men is Christ Jesus, our high priest. And we, being all members of that royal priesthood, therefore have all access unto God." Many false religions in this world would teach that we can come to God by some other man upon this earth, whether it's some type of clergy or another mediator. But the scriptures tell us clearly that we are able to come unto God through the one and only mediator, Christ Jesus. As the Bible says also in Ephesians 2:18, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Therefore, because we are priests, we have the ability to worship God in the Spirit and make prayer and supplication unto him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We do not need some extra earthly man to minister for us, but every Christian, because every Christian is a priest, is able to minister unto God. Thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.